Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE 88.9 FM. In today's show, in the first half hour, I will talk with David Skip Wright from the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. And in the second half hour, I will talk with Dr. Art Babiantz, assistant professor and director of the play at Bishop's called The Impossible Dream, a Broadway musical review. I will also have lots of community event announcements, some health news, and some music. Let's start the show with a song called Bluebird, and it's by Paul McCartney and Wings. We'll hear the interview with Skip Wright following the song, so please stay tuned.
Late at night when the wind is still, I'll come flying through your door. And you'll know what love is for. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Touch your lips with a magic kiss, and you'll be a bluebird too. And you'll know what love can do. I'm a bluebird,
I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird.
If you've been out walking in the woods or along the rivers lately, you might have noticed a few more binoculars and bird guides in hand. That's because it's a busy season for bird watching and our local naturalists are making the most of it. Joining me today is the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, David, better known as Skip Wright. It's a passionate group dedicated to exploring, protecting, and celebrating the natural beauty of our region. The club has been hosting a series of bird watching walks, bringing people together to observe the incredible variety of bird life right here on our own backyard. We'll hear more about the birds they've spotted, what makes this time of year so special, and how you can get involved, whether you're a seasoned birder or just curious about the call of the wild. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really happy to welcome Skip David Wright to the Townships at 12 again. He is the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. Welcome, Skip.
Hi, Maureen, on this beautiful day.
It is beautiful, finally, eh?
Yes, yes. This is the kind of days that the club likes to have.
For sure.
Well, we've been pretty busy. Now we're starting to change our focus from doing our regular meetings inside with our great speakers. Now we're focusing on the outdoors and our field trip, and also our pollinator garden and the in the town square, Queen Square in Lenoxville, which we'll be planting and getting ready for Friendship Day in the summer. And we've just installed wood duck boxes at swallow boxes at the whale's home, and doing the bishop's new pond this weekend. So we've been busy there. And then we got Friendship Day coming up on June 7th. And that should be a really interesting. And I'll get on to that further, because we're going to be celebrating the Chimney Swift's day in Canada that day. So we're going to have a lot of posters and information about that bird and where you can see them around Lenoxville. And around Lenoxville, the best place to see them is in the pollinator garden or at the town square, the Queen Square. And you can see them going into the chimney at the town hall in the evening. Quite a sight to see how many birds are going there. Because they're becoming quite rare, these chimney sweeps. They're designated as, you know, on a fringe. They're starting to lose their population. And so we have a great person that's really involved in chimney sweeps. Swift is Camille Dufresne. And she's become a specialist in it. And we should... If you want to know any information, come to our table on Friendship Day at St. Antoine School, and she will be there, and we'll have our posters and whatever, you know, and info about these famous birds.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, they're quite a bird. They're similar to a swallow, and they migrate, and they leave here in August and September, September or August, to go back down south, but they are... They're really, really an interesting bird, that's for sure. It's hard to believe they stay inside chimneys. And that all started from the pioneer days when they built these big homes and they had chimneys and they hadn't started them up yet. So they would go in there and nest. So it's quite a bird. And then we're also involved in, what, as I had mentioned before, the Lenoxville Library Partnership excursion kit. Now, we're nearly getting to the end of it. We're getting them filled up with binoculars and books that these kits can be loaned out to library members or people who register. And so they can go out for a day with their family. And there'll be binoculars, like I said, in there and books and other things to identify nature and birds. So it's a new... endeavor that we're trying, so it should work out really well. Being a backpack,
that is really a nice opportunity for people.
Yes, I think so too, and it should work out. I hope it works out well. It really does. And that was in partnership with the Masons too, that donated money to us for nature education.
Mm-hmm.
So we used some of that money to help the library purchase these items.
Okay, great idea.
Yeah, and the knapsacks were. Thank goodness we have Donnie Reed, and he embroidered them for us and everything, so they should be pretty nice. Also, we got our excursions, field trips. We've had 9 so far this year, and we have identified 47 different species of birds, and a total of 560 birds we've seen in 9 walks that we've done already.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's really, really interesting. It's really made it interesting this year, this time for me anyway, by using the Merlin, the app on your phone.
Okay.
To identify the bird sounds. Have you ever used
it? No, I haven't, but I've seen other people do it. So it sounds really interesting. Is it an expensive app?
No, free.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Merlin. And if you Google it, it comes right up. And it's really, really interesting. It puts a whole new element in doing our walk. Like around my house, I identified over 12 different birds the other day in 10 minutes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and you hear them, and then you go towards the sound, and then you can identify them.
Mm-hmm. I'll have
birds
to try
that. I never thought I had around my house here. So it's really, really nice. And then the other day, we went to one of our walks. We had one person with the Merlin identifying birds. We had another one identifying plants. And another one identifying insects. So we had 3 people, one on the ground, one in the middle, and one in the trees, like looking, you know.
Okay, that's really nice.
So it really adds to our walks that we're having. Mm-hmm. It's really quite something. And this afternoon, we're going on another walk to the Elmwood Cemetery. That is another great walk at 6:30 this afternoon. That one, you also, it's interesting, you see the history of Sherbrooke there through the tombstones and names that you've heard about, but they're there, you know, they're there, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of birds there, too, a lot of birds.
That's nice.
So that'll be a nice walk this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have one other walk coming up in Lennoxville Walking Path. That's always a good one. And then we're going to go to Heather Ross's place. That's a farm that she has.
Okay.
And she's sort of turning it into a sanctuary or a reserve for animal life.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very beautiful and nice. Really nice. So that's a nice walk too. But so it's we're getting outside, you know, and it's not inside anymore. We also have a lot of people been out doing their solo walks for seeing what birds they see, and all around Quebec, all around the township. For example, Ruby Robertson and Deborah Nicole Griffin took a walk, and they around on Stafford Road by the covered bridge. They saw a chestnut warbler taking caterpillars out of the tent caterpillars and taking the worms out and going and feeding the young ones. So that's something that you don't see very often.
No.
And we got to get rid of those 10 calipers too. So
mm-hmm.
so it's interesting to see. Then I received an interesting call from Farnham. John Banks said that his eagles are back. He's been watching these eagles for years come to the same nest beside the Farnham, the river there in Farnham.
Okay.
So that's interesting. And then Gladys Beattie, the Canton the Hatley, had a cuckoo bird. Have you heard a cuckoo bird around?
No, mm-hmm. I've never heard of those.
When they say cuckoo, it means cuckoo. That's the noise it makes.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, and she saw a great white egret in the Capeville Marsh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've just renovated the Capeville Marsh walkway. I haven't seen it yet, but it's absolutely beautiful to say the way they've made the walking path there. Have you seen any great egrets, white big birds on the Lac des Nations?
No, I haven't. No, not yet. No.
No, there should be a couple around there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there should be. And then Sheila McLean on Broadhurst Road. I've been watching these two wood duck nesting there for years and years. And we had a walk there the other day, and I didn't see them. I said, "Oh, don't tell me." Anyway, she called me up the other day and said that she saw them, and they're there. They're back at the same nesting spot. So that's nice that they're back.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And then one other, Gary McCormick, he's our expert in birding. You know, he told me the other day that he's seen, so far this year, this month, 92 species of birds.
That's a lot.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
But he's out every day walking around Lennoxville and checking Curry Pond at Bishop's. It's really, really interesting. Seen all kinds of flycatchers and Tennessee warblers. I saw one of those the other day too, first time in my life. So it's interesting. So we have a lot of people out searching, but the birds are coming through now to go up north. Most of these birds are on the northern route to go up north to nest.
Okay.
So we only see them at certain times, but it's interesting. That's a pretty busy. We've been pretty busy.
You have been. It's amazing. And seeing so many birds, I had no idea that there were that many species even around here.
Me too. I agree with you 100%. I can't believe it. Like I said, that Merlin, I used to go with the expert birders, and they would identify birds, but nothing like we're seeing now with that app that we have. It's just, and especially now with the plant app to identify different plants that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another project that may be coming up too, is that we might be working with a group for identifying indigenous plants and that, and getting rid of the ones that don't belong here, you know.
So, okay, that would be a good project, yeah.
Yeah, that's in the future. That's coming.
Mm-hmm. Lots of projects going on. That's amazing. It's awesome.
Well, you know, Maureen, what I found, we've got three or four new members that have joined us. And these are people that have moved to the township from the city. And they're so interested. They're so happy to join our group and walk around and see nature and the beautiful spots that we have for walking in the township. We're unique, I think, in the amount of spots that we have. Even this morning when I was playing golf at Old Lenoxville, it's like a park, a beautiful park in the middle of our town, you know, and birds everywhere, deer everywhere. The Gary LeBrec has it, and his team has it just perfect over there. It's like I say, a park.
It is, but, yeah. We're very, very blessed to have all the beautiful places around here close to nature.
Oh, and you have one of the nicest ones walking by the Lac de Maison.
Mm-hmm. It is a nice place, beautiful.
Yeah, that's we're lucky. Mm-hmm. And we got people moving into our area that wants to learn more about nature, so that's nice.
It is nice.
Anyway, that's about it I have on my schedule.
Okay, well, that's certainly a lot. You're certainly doing a lot with the club, and it's a great time of the year, too. Okay.
It is. Very nice. Yeah, and like I say, I'll let you know more about the Lenoxville Library Partnership. Mm-hmm. That should be, that is a real, real interesting endeavor that we're doing there. So.
It is really important, really nice. Okay, yeah. Well, thanks very much, Skip, and all the best. Talk next month.
Thank you very much, Marie.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. Mark your calendars, everybody. June 7th, it's a Saturday, and it is Friendship Day 2025 in Lenoxville. The fun starts at 10 a.m. The Lenoxville Library will be holding a used book sale on Saturday, June 7th from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Lenoxville United Church, located at 6 Church Street in the borough of Lenoxville. Hundreds of English and French books of all types, very reasonably priced. There will also be a fill your bag sale for $10 from 1 to 2 p.m. Proceeds will be to support the library. The Lenoxville Art Group Spring Exhibition and Sale coming up on Friendship Day, June 7th. That will be at the Amity Baudouin Community Center in Lenoxville. Original paintings, greeting cards, minis, and the now famous Studio Sale Table. Don't miss the opportunity to win a beautiful frame painting by one of the artists. Proceeds from the publicity contest are donated to the Lenoxville Library, and it is free admission. It's the annual Under the Tent sale for Boutique Encore, located at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville. The sale is happening Friday, June 6th and Saturday, June 7th. Friday, June 6th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, June 7th, 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. $6 fill your bag sale Saturday, June 7th from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Clothing, linens, jewelry, sports, games, toys, books, kitchen, household items, furniture, and small appliances. Early birds are welcome Thursday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Lenoxville Elementary School is having an online auction, a silent auction. It opens at 12 p.m. this Friday, May 30th. It closes at 1 p.m. on Friday, June 6th. If anybody wants to donate items, they can contact Lenoxville Elementary School, PPO, and here is the email address, lenoxvillepo@gmail.com, and items can be brought to the school by May 28th. It's the 39th edition of the Eastern Township's Vintage Automobile Club. That's happening on Sunday, June 8th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it will be happening at 3090 Cableton Road in North Hatley, Parc de la Riviere. Everyone is welcome to attend. Coming up at Bishop's University, Bishop's University Musical Theater presents The Impossible Dream, a Broadway review, May 30th, June 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th at 7:30, May 31st, June 1st, 8th at 2 p.m. in the Turner Studio Theater, located at 2600 College Street in Sherbrooke. $17 students, $22 seniors, and $27 regular price. The Options Pregnancy Center in Lenoxville will be having a family day and a market coming up on June 21st, starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 2 p.m. They are located at 5 William Page Street in Lenoxville, right next to Global Excel. On June 13th at 10 o'clock, join them at Grace Village for a walk to raise awareness and stand in solidarity with older adults who deserve to live with dignity, safety, and respect. So that is June 13th, 10 a.m., Grace Village, located at 1515 Rue Pleasant View in Sherbrooke. Volunteers are needed. Community Aid is seeking volunteers to help in the kitchen for their Meals on Wheels service in Waterville. Help them support seniors in the community. Availability Tuesday and or Thursday mornings. For information, 819-821-4779, extension 305,
or by email, responsible@communityaid.ca, or visit the website www.communityaid.ca/volunteers.
And a few more things coming up at the ANAF Unit 318, the Hutt Member Appreciation Day. Friday, June 13th, starting at 4 p.m. during the Member Appreciation Week at the Hutt, free hamburgers and hot dogs to show the appreciation for their members. The Brookberry Community Center will be having a barbecue coming up on June 21st. Hot dogs, salads, chips, sundaes, lemonade, and coffee, all for only $10. 5 p.m. at the Brookberry Community Center, located at 571 Brookberry Road. There will be an ice cream social, the annual Mose River Strawberry Ice Cream Social, coming up on Sunday, July 6th, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Mose River Church, parking in Ronnie Hazleton's yard. Bring your own lawn chairs. All funds will go towards the upkeep of the historic church. There will be music, dancing, a silent auction, a raffle, desserts, and of course, ice cream and strawberries. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, David Skip Wright, president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. Stop in and see them at their booth at the St. Antoine School on Friendship Day, June 7th in Lenoxville. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard and a government ad, and we will be right back with part two. And coming up in part two today, I will be talking with Dr. Art Babayans, director of the play at Bishop's going on right now. It's called The Impossible Dream, a Broadway musical review. We will close part one of today's show with a song called Three Little Birds, and it's by Bob Marley and the Wailers.
This morning.